come into the position that's most nourishing for you for the warm and fuzzy round. So another guided imagery. You may want to put legs up the wall. Is that okay, Seattle Insight team? Okay. You could go somewhere, have legs up the wall. You could stand if your body's not comfortable in a seated position. Take some long, deep inhalations and exhalations. Just feeling yourself held. In this space and in this beloved community. What a unique thing to share the intimacy of what happens in our minds in hard moments with other human beings. What a precious thing to lean into beloved community like this. So give yourself at the beginning of this guided imagery the opportunity to take in the shared field of loving presence. And to feel yourself as part of this shared field. Now take a moment to return to this moment in which there's a subtle sense of not belonging, or maybe dramatic, but again, we're not consciously choosing the hardest experience we've ever had. Notice how strong the collective self-talk was, even with going to a more subtle experience, a more everyday experience of not belonging. When we're identified with the conditioned mind, this is what we're living inside. So we're going to return here, but not for long. Just come back to this experience of feeling like you don't belong, like you're other than in some way. And rather than just looking at this part of you having this experience, really get inside it if you can. And as you're inside it, suddenly you feel a warm presence around you. Just, it's formless at first, just Just quiet warmth. The warmth of loving awareness. And ask yourself in this moment, what do I actually need to hear? None of us need to hear the things that were read in that circle. That's just the conditioned mind doing what the conditioned mind is habituated to do. See if you can get in touch right now with what do I need to know or hear? And then with gentle inquiry, look to see if what's arisen for you is unconditional. If it's not, it's okay, but it's sometimes a sign that the conditioned mind is just going to the other side of the duality. If we've been told we're stupid, now it's just going to, you're the smartest person in the room. But that's not unconditional. Look to see if there's a need more along the lines of, I love you no matter how people interpret your intelligence. You don't have to be perceived as anything. In order to receive, to know love. So again, right now you're looking to see, what do I need to hear? What do I need to know in these moments in which I'm feeling disconnected? And now we'll do a little shape shifting with the imagination. Zoom out and see the part of you that has this need. See them as clearly as you can. How are they holding their body? Can you see them through the eyes? of loving awareness. If you can't, it's not bad or wrong. It just means the conditioned mind is veiling this experience right now, and that's fine. Take a moment now to be that which can meet the need. And if it feels difficult to access this, picture anyone you love. Could even be a pet if this feels particularly hard to touch. Picture anyone you care about, any being you care about, feeling disconnected. What do you feel moved to say, to offer? How do you feel moved to be? If it feels accessible, shower. This person, you, with loving reassurance. Remember, this is unconditional. Phrases like, I love you no matter what. And remember, if resistance is arising, it's just the conditioned mind saying, I'd like to keep everything intact. Thank you very much. You can just say thanks and let it be. And remember, if it feels too difficult to see yourself there, maybe a younger part of you that you feel inspired to offer unconditionally loving reassurance to, you can picture anyone else you want. This is your guided imagery. And at the end of the day, just as someone said in group today, it's all me. And everyone's eyes are closed, and if they're not, take a moment to close them now just so it'll be safe as I invite a little vote here. Just raise your hand if you can't get in touch with an unconditionally loving reassurance. Okay, great. So we're going to let this image go in just a moment, but take to heart that this is happening in you. So as we let go of this guided imagery, we're not letting go of loving awareness. We just gave it form in this imagination as we played in the mind. But this loving presence is ever present. So remember that as you let the image of what you might have named a compassionate mentor within, or however you want to label what's offering reassurance. As you let that go, remember that all that's leaving is the image. As you return the attention to the felt experience of breathing, placing hands on the heart, or again, right hand on the chest, left hand, the solar plexus. Just breathing now. Just being. One long deep inhalation and exhalation. And as you're ready, in your journal, silently making your way there and just making notes of any unconditionally loving phrases that came to mind, or I'll acknowledge sometimes people say to me, there was just silence, like just loving presence. That's fine. Now that we're out of the guided imagery, just give words to, if you could put words to the loving presence, what would they be? If that feels difficult to access, I invite you to put some language to when I asked in a difficult moment, what do you need to hear? What came up? Or what do you need to know